Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
If you don't have an opinion, he'll give you one.
He's blunt. It's the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Halfway home on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Braves have expanded their lead. Matt Olson with a home run here in the eighth inning. So now 4-1 as the Phillies are coming up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Obviously probably three best players. Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos, and Bryce Harper are coming up. So Kyle Schwarber's two for four tonight, but Harper's two for three as well. But Riley's homered in the game. Matt Olson is homered in the game. Ozuna's got a hit. Arcia's got a hit. Rosario's got two hits. He's two for two. He came in for Pilar and pinch hit for Pilar. I didn't see what happened to Pilar, but he came in and is two for two. And Michael Harris is one for four tonight. So all good news all the way around. AJ Minter came in and shut down the door. 11 pitches in an inning with a strikeout, and so now we'll head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and we'll see if Minter stays in or not, or if he's going to get pulled. But so far, so good for the Atlanta Braves here tonight. We got the draft coming up on Thursday. So we got our draft party that's going to be at State Farm Arena. Can you go to Hawks.com? Maybe is what where it is. But you can get tickets to the draft party. So you can go to State Farm Arena, be a part of the draft party, and we will be broadcasting live from State Farm. It'll be myself. It will be Caleb Johnson, who's our Hawks reporter, and Sparty, Deshaun Tate, our college basketball insider. So, and we know that Caleb is on the mend.
I was just going to say, are we pulling him off of?
No, he's got to come. Yeah, I mean, again, he's not going to be some freeloader. So again, I don't want to hear any. If worst comes to worst, I'll kind of tap him on that bad elbow and give him a little what for.
It's just an arm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so look, you got to be there. If you're Caleb, you can't miss out on this opportunity. And I don't want to hear any crap. So get to work. Okay, we all play through pain, right? I had a moderate stroke, and 6 weeks later, I was back to work. Okay, I had a heart attack. I had a Widowmaker heart attack, and I was back to work by Monday.
It's like my dad always used to tell me, are you hurt or are you injured?
Yeah.
You're hurt? All right, then. Get back in there.
But here's the thing. Lord loves a working man. So, again, when we get to that point, you gotta buckle up on it. So, you know, I'll say it like this, and I'll be the a-hole. You know, I don't get too excited about the NBA draft. I get excited for about the first 3-4 players maybe. But after that, it is such a crapshoot, right? I mean, that's even way more than the NFL, probably even way more than baseball where there's 1,000 rounds in the baseball draft.
Yeah.
But again, when you're drafting toward the top, you're going to get a blue chip prospect. I mean, again, you know, a lot of the best players were drafted really high. So you're going to get a blue chip prospect. And with baseball, there are all kinds of examples of, I think Reggie Jackson was drafted in like the 60th round, or Mike Piazza was drafted in like the 93rd round, or just ridiculous types of things, right? I mean, so it's all these ridiculous things. But, you know, even with the NBA draft, when there's so few players that are on a roster, it's such a crapshoot. It's such a crapshoot when you get outside of the first 1, 2, 3 players in the draft. And, you know, again, I think the guy that the Hawks draft is going to be in College Park.
Yeah.
I don't know how a Hawks rookie, unless you tell me we're gutting the roster, how does a Hawks rookie find playing time in this rotation of guys? When Quinn Snyder is reducing his bench minutes, how do you find time as a rookie to play? What's he going to play, 3 minutes a night? Why would I have a rookie sit on my bench to play 3 minutes a night? Juwan Howard could do that. I'll send him down to College Park, let him start every night and gain experience. Because, again, you're either going to win with the Trae Youngs and the DeJounte Murrays and the Clint Capellas of the world, or you're not going to win. It ain't going to matter what your rookie at number 15 is going to do. The chances are they're not going to be LeBron James or Steph Curry or somebody like that. Not going to be a transitional player.
Yeah, that's one of the things with the NBA draft is that if you're not a team that has like a top 3 or top 5 pick, it's kind of just like, oh, okay. You know, whereas with the NFL, you know, and obviously the NFL does a better job of making it such a big spectacle. And obviously NFL is king in America here, but in the NFL, like I people probably don't start tapping out of the NFL draft until like round 4.
Well, I mean, again though, it's also 22 players that start versus 5.
Yeah. Exactly.
So again, there's more opportunity for a guy to like a TJ Watt. You're a Pittsburgh fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So a TJ Watt. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you can draft a guy like that 26th and he's all world, first team all NFL.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can find the draft littered with those kinds of players. You know, when you draft 26th in the NBA,
yeah.
I mean, what's the track record of guys?
Yeah,
I mean, again, people point to the exceptions. Now, for every Joker, there's 6,000 Serbian players that were drafted in the second round that were nobody.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, for every Joker, there's Eddie Tavares.
Yeah, or like a guy like Jimmy Butler, who was drafted, I think, with the last pick of the first round in his year. How many times does that pick end up being a player of that caliber?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody points to Draymond Green as a second-round player. Okay. I mean, he's the exception, not the rule, though.
Exactly.
There are so many stiffs that you draft in the second round. Again, you can literally, in the NBA, sell your second-round picks. You can sell them for cash, right? I mean, they're worth like $30,000 or something like that. You can sell your second-round picks.
And even then, like, top 5 picks aren't even guaranteed. There's a lot of times where,
of course,
Anthony Bennett went number 1 overall.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the Cavs how that went.
Yeah, Darko Milicek went number 3. Was it number 2 or number 3?
He was a top 3 player.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was draft. LeBron, Darko, and then, what's his name?
No.
The guy that just retired.
Carmelo Anthony,
mm-hmm. right? And then Dwayne Wade went like 5.
Yeah.
I mean, so again, you can find Hall of Famers. I mean, and a lot of the Hall of Famers are drafted really high. But again, by and large, you end up with a bunch of stiffs.
Yeah. And I think that's why in the NBA you see quote unquote tanking more than any other sport, in my opinion. Like,
well, but here's the thing though. See, this is the problem. The lottery is rigged. The lottery's always been the lottery is rigged. The lottery's always been rigged, and it will always be rigged. The Knicks didn't just magically wind up with the first pick of the draft when Patrick Ewing came out. Oh, I just random happenstance, pure coin.
Listen,
when LeBron comes out, oh, the hometown kid. Oh,
I was going to say, I'm a Chicago Bull fan. It's no coincidence that we got the number one pick the year Derrick Rose is coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Like I mean, these things just don't happen in a vacuum. Oh, the Orlando Magic, the new franchise coming into the league, they get the number one pick the year that Penny and Shaq are coming out in a two-year span. They end up with, I mean, again, the thing is rigged. So again, you can tank all you want, but if the league doesn't want you, they don't want you. You know, again, it's just when the franchises that mean something get into the lottery and there's a great player there, isn't it funny how they always end up? I mean, look at the Spurs in this lottery.
Yep.
Okay. So the best thing that there's no organization that had a legitimate chance to draft Wemby that would have been better for him to go to than the San Antonio Spurs.
Yep.
Because they have the most stable organization in the NBA. That they may not be very good, but they have a stable organization because they have a top-tier coach, great front office, culture of winning, and he won't get screwed up going to Houston.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Victor, right. If he went to Houston, he'd be out of the league in 3 years. Again, that's that. These guys aren't going to the worst organizations.
Right. They're going to the spots that fit. I want to play a real quick game with you here.
Okay.
Because we were talking about, you know, players and all that and how, like, after the top three, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So I have the top 10 projected picks in the NBA draft this Thursday. I want to see how many of them you actually have heard of.
Oh, I just had a guy on the show. Let me put it like this. In the top 10, in the top 10 rankings, about half of those players are either overseas or G League kind of players.
Yep.
Like they're not, other than Brandon Miller. Brandon Miller is a top three draft pick, right? So he's out of Alabama, okay?
Yep.
But you have a mix of guys that are from G League levels and then overseas, because Victor's from France.
Yep.
So Wemby's from France. So, most of your top 10 prospects aren't Duke, Carolina, Kansas. I mean, Brandon Miller is probably the highest rated American player, you know, out of college, right?
Absolutely. So I was going to say, looking at the top six right now, only two of them were in college last year.
Yeah, collegiate players. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the rest of them are, you know, what's his name? Henderson. Yeah, Scoot
G
Henderson.
League.
He's a G League guy,
yep.
Right? I mean, you have so many of these G League guys now. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that because, again, if it makes these guys better prospects and more ready for the NBA, I'd rather see them do that.
Yeah.
But still, that's, again, you look at, it's not like in the old days where, you know, everybody that comes out of Kansas and Kentucky and Duke and Carolina, that's your guys that are drafted.
Right.
No, I mean, it's a different world now in the NBA.
Yeah, and also, like I said, guys have so many more options now. Like I said, you can go overseas and still get drafted. You can go to the G League and make money immediately and still get drafted. The whole one-and-done thing, I've talked about this ad nauseum. The one-and-done, I think, kind of killed college basketball in the sense that you don't get those great teams anymore.
Great
stretches.
Right.
Like, you don't get a chance. And, like, I think... Like, you know, we always, one of the guys I always bring up is like Duke with Christian Laettner. Like, we don't have an opportunity to hate anyone. We don't have an opportunity to fall in love with a team. We don't have a chance like the Fab Five because they've been there for years and they've grown and we've seen them go from freshmen to juniors. You don't get that. And now, because of that, I think a lot of the name value falls off unless you're a top five pick.
Well,
that's kind of what happens.
The only places where you get that nowadays are Gonzaga, Butler, I mean, those kinds of programs, yep. right? I mean, you get those kinds of kids at those kinds of programs. But if you're an outstanding player, you're not staying around in the – I mean,
not
and again,
all.
It's the NBA's fault. I mean, when you say what killed – I mean, the NBA is what killed college basketball because they allowed all of this. I mean, college basketball just didn't do this to itself. It didn't cannibalize itself and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I say I like baseball's system. Either you can be drafted out of high school or if you go to college – go for 3 years. You have to go for 3 years.
Yep.
So either you can go play professional out of high school, or if you go to college, you have to wait 3 years. And I have no problem with a system like that.
Not at all. I think that works best. And I think the NBA should adopt that. Listen, if a kid's good enough to be one and done, he's probably good enough to come out of high school.
Or you make it also, there are different ways. I mean, you could go back to freshman ineligibility. I mean, did freshman ineligibility hurt Lou Alcindor?
No.
Did it hurt Bill Walton?
No.
Okay. I mean, so it didn't hurt those guys. That's the two best college basketball players in American history. So Alcindor's the greatest player in college basketball by 50-fold. Didn't hurt him. All he did was go 88-2 over his 3-year career, win 3 national titles, and he lost twice in college. He's 88-2 in college. He lost 1 year to Elvin Hayes in the Astrodome, and he lost one other year to, what was it, Oregon State, when they played 4 corners, and that game was like 45-42. That's the 2 games he lost in college. Anyway, that's life when we come back. Kamora Lee Simmons blasts her ex. This is a funny story. Plus our top 10 as well. Chuck McNicky Studios, Sports Radio, 92 on the game, theodyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Nights with John. It's the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. 9:21 from the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741. Oh, sorry. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Oh, by the way, we are going to do Rank'em coming up at 1040. So Dom has done Rank'em with us before. So yeah. 1040, we are going to do Rank'em. So get your lists in, get the text in, get the tweets in, get the everything else in. So, but give us a... give us your list at 10:40 here. Have you seen this story with Russell Simmons and Kamora Lee Simmons going at it with one another?
So I've heard of it. I haven't actually seen what they've said.
Stop telling fathers they should have fought harder to see their children and start asking mothers why he had to fight at all. That's from Russell Simmons.
Oh.
So she then took to her own Instagram and started sharing some details about behind the scenes. I'm so sorry to have to do this, but this man has been threatening my kids' lives. I'm hearing so much more now. Won't be bullied, threatened, or afraid. Who gaff?
Huh.
So that's from Kamora Lee Simmons. Leave my kids alone. This narrative of attacking the only caregiver, the only parent in the home with the kids, the mom, and the kids for one's own shortcomings and embarrassment is dead. Dead, dead. Now, they used to have that reality show, right?
Yeah.
And I used to watch that reality show. When did they get divorced, by the way?
It's a great question. Let me see if I can find it.
See if I can find it here, too, as well. Now, their kids are in their 20s now. I was just trying to see when this was. Kamora Lee Simmons also said, the same abusive-ish. This is how you maneuver with the world and women all around you. Your threats and lies and intimidation maneuvers and tactics are sad. Stop it, please. Your own flesh and blood, enough is enough.
So they've actually been divorced for quite some time. Apparently, yeah. They divorced back in 2009.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew it had been a while, but the kids were really young when they were on that... reality shows and stuff like that. So, they were married for a pretty good while too, were they not?
I'm trying to see when they got married exactly. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, I think they were married for a good
1998.
While.
So they were married. They were about a decade together.
Yeah, I mean that's in Hollywood terms. I mean it's
that's forever.
Yeah, that's forever and a day. So, have you seen pictures of John Goodman here over the last few days?
I haven't. I was going to say, I saw this on the rundown. I was like, John looking good?
He's lost over 200 pounds. Now, here's the thing. Okay, and I'll be the a-hole, okay? And he's obviously very slim. And he's also old.
Yeah.
He's got all that sagging skin.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But, again, he looks great. I mean, he really does. I mean... he really looks good, but he's got a lot of that, because he
extra
had that fat
skin.
Guy skin. Yeah. Yes, like fat bastard, right? I mean, he's got that fat bastard type of look to him. But he looks great. I mean, he's down over 200 pounds, here, and he's been showing off the weight loss and all that kind of stuff. Good for him. Listen,
yeah, that's awesome.
When you get older and you're fat guys, because he's, how old he is?
Probably older than I think he is.
71.
Really?
Yeah, he's 71 years old. And when you're heavy and you're old like that, that's not a good combination.
Yeah,
of things.
What's the rule? An object in motion stays in motion, and an object that is not in motion stays not in motion.
Yeah,
when you're big and old like that, it's very easy to just be like, hey, you know what? This is it.
Well, listen, at that point, though, I'll just eat my way to death. I mean, I don't,
at that point?
Yeah.
Hey, he's 71. You've lived life.
Yeah, exactly. Have you been following this story of the sub that is...
Yes.
I mean...
Yes.
Supposedly, they only have 40 hours of oxygen left in that sub. Now, again, the sub is somewhere around the Titanic, right?
Yes, that it's supposed to be an expose that they paid like $200,000 to take a tour of the site where the Titanic is actually located right now.
So how can they not find it?
Maybe they didn't get there? That's a great question.
Well,
an ocean. It's a big place.
Well, but again, you start at one point and you head toward the Titanic. I'm guessing they didn't start in El Segundo made their way to where the Titanic was.
Yeah.
You know, or they didn't start on the coast of Alaska and, you know, take a sub to the Titanic, right?
Uh-huh,
there would have been a pretty designated pathway because, again, if these are paid tours, they probably have a pretty solid pathway that they go on.
Right.
But the scary thing is, again, there's only like 40 hours of air that's available in this thing. This is not like some luxury type of deal. I mean, it's...
That's actually something that I wanted to point out. $200,000 and this thing is being controlled by like a PlayStation 2 controller?
Yeah. That's how they work.
Where is this $200,000 going to?
Again, it's going to the idea of you got people that have more money than sense.
Yeah.
And they're going to see the, you know, Titanic.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to do that. Like, I'm a big water person. I love... being in the ocean and all that stuff.
Right.
So I would love to do
that.
Okay,
you know the problem with the ocean? As soon as you get in the ocean, you're the road team. Okay? That's a West Durham line.
Yes.
As soon as you get in the ocean, you're the road team.
It's a very great point.
So that's the problem when you get into the ocean. But hopefully they find these people. But again, and I know it's dark down there too. That's the other problem is that, again, we take for granted the light and everything like that, but there ain't lights down in the ocean, you know, on the ocean floor and all that stuff. I mean, it's very dark.
The only lights that are down there are the ones that are on the fish that you probably don't want to come face
to face with. Exactly, yeah. And again, there's probably some, you know, stegosaurus or something like that floating around down there.
That's what I've been telling people.
Yeah. I mean, there's again, we don't even probably know half the creatures that are on this earth. Like, we don't even have an idea of half the creatures on this earth. But hopefully they find all of them, and hopefully they're okay. It's just a scary situation. So, all right, a lot of birthdays today. Happy birthday, Martin Landau. Do you know who Martin Landau is?
I've heard the name. I don't know exactly who he is.
Space 1999. He was in Ed Wood with Johnny Depp, the old guy in he was Bela Lugosi in Ed Wood.
Okay.
What's something more recent that he's done? I think he was in JFK, but he's a famous actor. Why am I drawing a blank on a couple of the things he's done recently? Danny Aiello, you know who Danny Aiello is?
No.
What was he in? Was it Do the Right Thing? He plays like he always plays like this Italian. He was in he was the dad for Madonna in Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, okay, yes. I do know who that
is.
Okay,
so Danny Aiello. The Pride of Alliance, Ohio. Hmm. Hall of Fame quarterback Len Dawson.
Oh, wow.
It's his birthday today. So when you go to Alliance High School, because I played, you know, when I played basketball, there's a big picture of Len Dawson in the gymnasium.
Oh, cool.
So he's from Stark County, Ohio,
uh-huh.
Which is where I'm from. Brian Wilson, the founder of the Beach Boys.
We're
going to talk about that in just a second here. Terry Funk. Any idea who Terry Funk is?
Funkster? I was going to say, that's another one that sounds familiar. I probably just don't know exactly.
The professional wrestler, Terry Funk? Okay. Anyway, Lionel Richie. John Goodman's birthday is today, by the way, too. Coco Beware.
Coco Beware.
Huh?
No.
Any idea? From Mid-South in the WWE. Had Frankie the Parakeet on him.
Yeah. Huh.
Nicole Kidman. Ever heard of her?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, tonight's top 10 list. So, Brian Wilson's birthday is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I contend, because they're on my list, but I contend that the Beach Boys are the most underrated musical act of all time.
Okay.
Their influence is massive. Look, when they did Pet Sounds, that's what scared the Beatles into doing Sgt. Pepper.
Mm.
They were scared after they heard Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
They're one of the most influential acts of all time. Their harmonies and the style of music, it's one of the most influential acts. But they don't get nearly the credit because, again, Brian Wilson went crazy. Mike Love is nuts. You know, one of the brothers killed himself. One was dating Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac. But they are one of the great musical acts of all time and influential. So tonight's top 10 list, the top 10 most underrated musical acts, either groups or solo, of all time. I want to see what your list is.
So
here,
my list just kind of ended up becoming a bunch of artists that I like that I feel like don't get enough love or representation.
Okay.
So probably going to be a lot more modern artist than yours.
Okay.
But we'll go with it. Number 10 on my list is an artist by the name of Mick Jenkins. He's from Chicago, Illinois. He's a rapper.
Mick Jagger?
Mick Jenkins. Close, though.
Okay.
Love him.
Mick Chicken?
But he's very good.
That's a good sandwich.
It is a good sandwich. He's also a good rapper.
Okay.
Next on my list is Teyana Taylor. You may know her. She is Iman Shumpert's wife.
A porn star.
No, she's Iman Shumpert's wife.
Well, isn't Teyana Taylor
Tiana
a porn star?
Trump.
Oh, Teyana Trump is a
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. She's actually on Rank'em later on. We'll get to her.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like her. I like her a lot.
Me too. Teyana Taylor, I think she's phenomenal. Gil Scott-Heron, you may know who he is. He did a lot of kind of spoken word early
Gil
on.
Gil Hodges? First baseman for the Brooklyn Dodgers? He might be underrated. I mean, again, I think he just finally got in the Hall of Fame. He's probably a little bit underrated.
Yeah. Gil Scott-Heron, he did a lot of, like I said, spoken word and stuff like that in the early 90s and stuff like that. He was really cool. Doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion. Next up, we're running through a couple. I have Big Pun on my list, more so just because he passed before I think he was able to really get to the level of fame that he deserved.
So he was a punter?
Big Pun. He's a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah,
Big Bun?
Close.
Okay.
Bun B, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Next up on my list, I have Bad Bad Not Good. It's a group of these like white guys from Minnesota.
That's the story of my life. Bad Bad Not Good.
Yeah. They came together and do a whole bunch of stuff production-wise. I have Kiana Lede, Music Soul Child, and then my top three, M.O.P. or Mash Out Posse, another rap group, super influential in the whole... Just kind of
the MCU. What is it?
MOP, Mash Out Posse.
Mops.
Yes, okay. Mop, if you will.
Okay.
Yes, they were huge. I think they play a huge part in what rap sounded like during their era and kind of just the whole clique posse group. I think they don't get enough credit for that. My top two are two artists that unfortunately met an early demise, and that is Amy Winehouse and Mac Miller.
Yeah, I think Amy Winehouse could be on that list. I really like Amy Winehouse.
Amy.
Yeah,
Amy Winehouse is one of the few celebrities that I legitimately shed a tear when I found out she died.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, just as she hit it big was when her demise came. And sometimes that happens. I mean, you know, when you first hit it big, that's when your demise is. So, all right. My list is probably a little bit more contemporary than yours. So, I've got the Beach Boys on my list.
Mm-hmm.
The Go-Go's. And I think as an all-female group,
yes.
they were the forerunners to the Bengals and really girl power.
That's funny. They were almost on my list.
They are really good.
Yes,
like they
I
are.
Like the
when
a
you
lot.
Listen to their music is very underrated. I mean, it's pop and it's 80s, but it's very underrated. And the forerunners to them, I think Heart is very underrated. I think Ann and Nancy Wilson. I think Ann Wilson is probably one of the three best voices in music history.
Mm.
I mean, she is a phenomenal singer. Her voice is so powerful and so good. I think Heart is very underrated. And a lot of women. I got several women on this list. Dolly Parton, I think, doesn't get enough credit. She's besides being a performer, but she is one of the great songwriters of all time.
Yes.
And had tons of hits. Again, when you write Whitney Houston's biggest hit ever,
yes.
I mean, but her songwriting is phenomenal.
Jolene is one of my favorites.
Absolutely. And she wrote, you know, again, she wrote the 9-to-5 theme and all that.
Yep.
I mean, she wrote all that stuff. I mean, so besides being a great performer, But again, you know, she's Dollywood and her look and all that kind of trump
what she did as an artist.
What she did as a musician. So, and I had a chance to see this guy in concert, and I didn't go right before he died. I think Stevie Ray Vaughan is very underrated. Ooh, if you ever go watch Austin City Limits on TV, like on PBS, go watch the Stevie Ray Vaughan episode that he did. I mean, it's mind-blowing how good of a guitar player that he is. But I think he died young before his career really kind of took off. Like, he'd be one of those guys that'd still be playing in concert right now.
Okay.
Bad Company. I've seen those guys in concert, and they are really good musicians. I mean, with Paul Rodgers and everybody, Mick, what is his name? Mick Hucklin or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they're a really good. I think in the rock in the 70s cassette rock and roll era.
Yeah,
they're one of the better bands of all time. Two pioneers in music, Little Richard and Chuck Berry. And I don't think Little Richard gets really enough credit for what he did as an artist, as a musician, as a performer. Like, I think his stuff is very underrated. And Chuck Berry, everybody stole from Chuck Berry.
Yep.
Like, everybody stole from Chuck Berry. But he doesn't get some of the credit that other artists do on there. Elvis and everybody stole from Chuck Berry.
Yes.
So, and my last two, this is kind of a wild card for you, but Eric B. and Rakim.
Okay,
so I think he's one of the great lyricists of all time. Should be, in all honesty, he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you're going to open up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to rap artists, he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I agree.
And I think they're the most underrated kind of, along with the Beach Boys, they were the most influential band, not named the Bee Gees in the late 70s, but Chic.
Okay.
They wrote for everybody. Yeah. They wrote for Donna Summer. They wrote for Diana Ross. They wrote for Barbara Streisand. They wrote for Duran Duran. Mm-hmm. They wrote so much music. Sister Sledge and all like their influence. Again, that's where Another One Bites the Dust come from.
Yeah,
because they sample. I mean, I don't want to say they sampled, but they took that beat from Good Times. I mean, that's what they did. I mean, and again, the Good Times beat. Dump, dump, dump.
Yeah.
Dump, dump, dump. I mean, again, they're one of the most influential musical artists of all time. So, all right, when we come back, we spoke to Chris Willis earlier as the Braves do get a victory tonight over the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2. Chuck in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92 on the game, the Odyssey.com app.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 the game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening as we're ready for Braves baseball. Braves in Philadelphia, and you know, a good series. And look, the Braves could—I don't want to say put the Phillies away, but certainly expand this lead in the Eastern Division. And things are getting kind of hectic for the Phillies and the Mets and all that, trying to keep up with the Atlanta Braves. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis. He is the managing editor and reporter for BatteryPower.com, a SB Nation website covering the Atlanta Braves. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, man, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You know, I was looking at the numbers, and we were talking about these numbers last night. Braves are 13-3 in the month of June. They are hitting .314 with a .378 on base, and the remarkable number is a .928 OPS. That's their team, not just Ronnie and Olson and a couple of guys. Their entire offensive roster is putting up a .920 OPS for the month of June. That's a staggering number. I don't even know if I've ever seen a number like that, but even with 16 games in this month, it's been staggering how good their offense has been.
Yeah, I mean, we really wondered, you know, what this team would look like if they got their offense really clicking. And just over this, during this month, you know, Michael Harris, Eddie Rosario, Ozzie Albies has got it going from the left side now. And you're just seeing how scary they can be because, honestly, you know, the starting pitching struggled a little bit, you know, if you look at the numbers. But the offense is just, has just carried the load. And, you know, it's just a really deep and really scary lineup.
Yeah, I mean, right now you don't feel like that there are any holes in this lineup. You know, we've looked over, you know, even the last couple of years, whether it's been a Marcell Ozuna at times, you know, there have been holes in this lineup. But right now, again, whether it's Ozuna, whether it's Rosario, whether it's Murphy, whether it's Darnold, even Michael Harris now is hitting like .430 over his last handful of games. Like, everybody is contributing right now. Everybody's having a piece of this pie right now.
Yeah, and I think it was big. I mean, you know, they've handled lefties pretty well all season, but you know, as things went on, you struggled. He's got that right split, but over the last month, you know, they started clicking, and I think that was just huge to balance out the offense, you know, with what we've seen. And you're right, I mean, there's nowhere to go in this lineup to get an out right now, and you know, it is scary. It's got to be scary for the rest of the NL East.
You know, and we talked about this, you and I, Chris, have talked about this, that the month of June was really going to be a moving month for the Atlanta Braves, that the schedule really opened up, and if you can handle your business against the Mets and the Phillies in this month, there are all kinds of wins all over the place. Well, they kicked the crap out of the Mets, swept the Colorado Rockies. I'm not going to say it's over. I don't want to be, you know, hot take Sal Licata, but, you know, if they sweep the Phillies this week, you know, heading into Cincinnati, and I know Cincinnati's red hot. We'll talk about that in a minute. But if they sweep the Phillies, I just don't see how anybody is overtaking the Braves in the NL East. And I don't want to hear about the Marlins. I just don't think that there's anybody at this point that can overtake them with how hot they are.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at these standings, the Phillies are still the team. And, I mean, they've been red hot, too. And you know, so I think this series is kind of a statement series in a lot of ways. You know, I know it's early and it's still June. We're still in the first half. But, you know, you're not playing guys 19 times anymore. So, you know, these games makes these division games that much more important, you know, because you're just not going to be able – you're just not going to play each other enough times, you know, to really overcome a big lead. So, you know, if the Braves could go in here and win this series in Philadelphia, I mean, you know, you can't say it's over. But, you know, they've definitely landed the first blow, you know, as far as capturing another division title.
Chris Willis joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, managing editor for BatteryPower.com, covering the Atlanta Braves. You know, Spencer Strider's a guy who has not pitched well in the month of June. More than the 9 ERA, the first 2 months of the year, the league was sitting 178 off of Strider. In the month of June, they're hitting 300 off him. I know pitchers go through ups and downs and cycles and different things like that, but is there anything into what Spencer Strider has done differently or just what's been going on in the month of June versus the first 2 months of the year?
I mean, it's not real clear. You know, obviously a lot of people will point to the velocity, but I think the velocity is where it's been all season. You know, I think more so it's a, you know, he's alluded to some mechanical tweaks that he needs to make with his windup. You know, but the control command's not been there. You know, he's missing middle, and hasn't been able to throw the slider as effectively as what we saw early on. You know, and I mean it's just one of those things when you that's a flip side of, you know, being essentially a two pitch pitcher. You know, we saw a lot of changeups in that last start, and I thought, you know, that was a sign that he was just really searching. So it'll be interesting to see what he looks like tonight because, you know, it's a big game in Philadelphia. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to want to bounce back from these two rough starts. But also the last time he was in Philadelphia was then LDS. And, you know, we know that didn't go well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Chris, you know, to your point, you know, the starting staff or the Braves staff as a whole for the month of June has been a 4.12 ERA. And look, a lot of times in baseball when summer – starts to kick in, weather warms up, you know, a lot of these ballparks. I mean, I can remember Jacobs Field was a place where once the weather warmed up, balls just started flying out of that ballpark. Is it just a symptom of, you know, guys are heating up now, guys are in a rhythm, in a groove, or, you know, are there bigger fish, or you know, is some of this bullpen wear down and different things like that where, you know, guys are not going, you know, deep into, you know, the game as your starters go? What do you think is kind of the overall temperature of what's going on with the pitching staff?
I mean, we're still, you know, it's still a small enough sample for this month that I think a lot of that number is still just Strider's struggles, you know, because I think he's about 9 earned runs down the last couple of games or something, you know, a big number like that that we're not accustomed to. But yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, it's just one of those deals. I mean, Braves started 3 rookies in a row around that series with the Rockies. You know, it's just a long season, and you know, guys are going to struggle at times. And, you know, it doesn't really matter if it's a rookie or if it's a guy, you know, that's a veteran. You know, they go through this, and, you know, how they bounce back, I think, is probably the most important part of the whole equation.
How long do you think they can ride these rookies? I mean, is it just a matter of hanging on until Fried and Wright come back? Or, you know, again, because we always hear about these rookie walls and different things like that where you don't want to burn guys out too quick, too early and things. But, again, they're not really in a position, you know, for right now at least, to do anything differently. And I don't even know what the market for starting pitching is going to be. But, you know, I look at some of these guys that maybe they're your best option for right now. And in going outside to get other pitchers, you know, again, if it's not going to be somebody who's of real quality, stick with your young guys and kind of hopefully ride this thing out until Fried and Wright are able to come back.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of options there. I mean, I've been impressed the way Schuster's pitched of late. A.J. Smith-Shawver's looked really good, you know, especially in that last start. So, you know, I think they've bought the Braves time, you know, and Mike Soroka's another guy that, you know, could possibly come up and buy them a little bit of time. And, you know, so that's important because you know, we learned today that Max Fried's throwing full-blown bullpen sessions now, and it looks like, you know, he should be ready to go or ready to return barring a setback, you know, right after the All-Star break. And, you know, so that's just huge. It just speaks to the depth that they had. You know, we heard them talk about that a lot during the spring, and I think it's played out because when you look in their 20 games over 500 and then you consider how long they've been without Max Fried and Kyle Wright, you know, that's about as impressive as it gets.
Chris, has the idea of having to upgrade at left field kind of gone away with the performances of Rosario and some of the other contributions that they've got? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's as pressing as trying to maybe find some bullpen help or some starter help if need be, but it seems like it's really kind of fallen to the back burner for right now because of how good this lineup has been.
Yeah, I mean, with how good Rosario's been lately, you know, it will kind of push it to the back burner. You know, I think it's important to remember that, you know, Rosario's been a streaky player. We've seen both sides of it now. Obviously, down the stretch of 2021 was unbelievable. That's probably as good as it gets. And then, you know, we've seen him go through struggles, and you know, he's red hot again right now. So, I mean, you know, I do think that it's probably pushed back to the background. You know, I still think the bullpen's probably the biggest area they need to address. But, you know, I expect them to try to – if there's a place that they can improve the roster, you know, they'll take that opportunity. You know, but right now, Eddie Rosario is playing great. And, you know, you hope that he can keep this together, you know, for the rest of the season.
Chris, I want to ask you, and this will be the final question. You know, Austin Riley's an interesting case to look at right now because on the surface, you know, yeah, his numbers are down, but, you know, he's still on pace for, you know, over 25 homers, 80 RBI. He's on pace to set his career high in runs scored somewhere in the low mid 90s, but, you know, hitting what I think it's like 140 with runners in scoring position. You know, how much does a guy like that benefit from by the way, 26% of his plate appearances have runners in scoring position. So basically one out of every 4 times that he comes up to bat in a night, he's going to have somebody in scoring position for him. How much is it just a matter of, you know, there are so many guys in front of him where they're getting on base, so many guys behind him that knock him around. Is it really just kind of
even in a what has not been as good a year, that he just really benefits from his place in this lineup?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think he's the only guy that, you know, benefits from from being in this lineup. I mean, up and down, we just talked about, you know, it's a great place to be because there's always going to be runners on. There's always good bats behind you. With Riley, it's interesting you talk about those runner struggles with runners in scoring position. And, you know, I just feel like he's never actually hit his stride this season yet, you know, whether he's pressing or, you know, what. I mean, I'm sure he would, you know, he'll tell you it's a lot of things that's going on, and you know, some of it's bad luck, and just, you know, other times I think it's just him trying to do too much. But it's one of those things. I mean, I think he's shown the ability to adjust, and you know, and that's another bat that when he gets hot, I mean, he could carry him for a week or two at a time. So, you know, it just speaks to how dangerous this lineup is, top to bottom.
Yeah, scary that a guy that's finished in the top seven the last 2 years hasn't even played all that well offensively, and the Braves are still just rolling right along, averaging seven runs a night here in the month of June. Chris Willis is the managing editor for BatteryPowered.com, covering the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation. Join me on the WaitFor.com hotline. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page, @Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight, and we will chat again here soon.
It's always fun. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, more
more of the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening as we're ready for Braves baseball, Braves in Philadelphia, and, you know, a good series. And, look, the Braves could, I don't want to say put the Phillies away, but certainly expand this lead in the Eastern Division. And things are getting kind of hectic for the Phillies and the Mets and all that, trying to keep up with the Atlanta Braves. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis. He is the managing editor and reporter for BatteryPower.com, a SB Nation website covering the Atlanta Braves. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, man, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You know, I was looking at the numbers, and we were talking about these numbers last night. Braves are 13-3 in the month of June. They are hitting .314 with a .378 on base, and the remarkable number is a .928 OPS. That's their team, not just Ronnie and Olson and a couple of guys. Their entire offensive roster is putting up a .920 OPS for the month of June. That's a staggering number. I don't even know if I've ever seen a number like that, but even with 16 games in this month, it's been staggering how good their offense has been.
Yeah, I mean, we really wondered, you know, what this team would look like if they got their offense really clicking. And just over this, during this month, you know, Michael Harris, Eddie Rosario, Ozzie Albies has got it going from the left side now. And you're just seeing how scary they can be because, honestly, you know, the starting pitching struggled a little bit, you know, if you look at the numbers, but the offense has just carried the load. And, you know, it's just a really deep and really scary lineup.
Yeah. I mean, right now, you don't feel like that there are any holes in this lineup. You know, we've looked over. You know, even the last couple of years, whether it's been a Marcelo Zuna at times, you know, there have been holes in this lineup. But right now, again, whether it's Ozuna, whether it's Rosario, whether it's Murphy, whether it's Darnold, even Michael Harris now is hitting like .430 over his last handful of games. Like, everybody is contributing right now. Everybody's having a piece of this pie right now.
Yeah, and I think it was big. I mean, you know, they've handled lefties pretty well all season. But, you know, as things went on, you struggled first, you know, like a result got off start, Michael, obviously. He's got that right split. But over the last month, you know, they started clicking. And I think that was just huge to balance out the offense, you know, with what we've seen. And you're right. I mean, there's nowhere to go in this lineup to get an out right now. And, you know, it is scary. It's got to be scary for the rest of the NL East.
You know, and we talked about this. You and I, Chris, have talked about this, that the month of June was really going to be a moving month for the Atlanta Braves, that the schedule really opened up. And if you can handle your business against the Mets and the Phillies in this month, there are all kinds of wins all over the place. Well, they kicked the crap out of the Mets, swept the Colorado Rockies. I'm not going to say it's over. I don't want to be, you know, hot take Sal Licata. But, you know, if they sweep the Phillies this week, you know, heading into Cincinnati, and I know Cincinnati's red hot. We'll talk about that in a minute. But if they sweep the Phillies, I just don't see how anybody is overtaking the Braves in the NL East. And I don't want to hear about the Marlins. I just don't think that there's anybody at this point that can overtake them with how hot they are.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at these standings, the Phillies are still the team. And, I mean, they've been red hot, too. And you know, so I think this series is kind of a statement series in a lot of ways. You know, I know it's early and it's still June. We're still in the first half. But, you know, you're not playing guys 19 times anymore. So, you know, these games, it makes these division games that much more important, you know, because you're just not going to be able – you're just not going to play each other enough times, you know, to really overcome a big lead. So, you know, if the Braves could go in here and win this series in Philadelphia, I mean, you know, you can't say it's over, but you know, they've definitely landed the first blow, you know, as far as capturing another division title.
Chris Willis joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, managing editor for BatteryPower.com, covering the Atlanta Braves. You know, Spencer Strider's a guy who has not pitched well in the month of June. More than the 9 ERA, the first 2 months of the year, the league was sitting 178 off of Strider. In the month of June, they're hitting 300 off him. I know pitchers go through ups and downs and cycles and different things like that, but is there anything into what Spencer Strider has done differently or just what's been going on in the month of June versus the first 2 months of the year?
I mean, it's not real clear. You know, obviously a lot of people will point to the velocity, but I think the velocity is where it's been all season. You know, I think more so it's a, you know, he's alluded to some mechanical tweaks that he needs to make with his windup. You know, but the control command's not been there. You know, he's missing middle, and hasn't been able to throw the slider as effectively as what we saw early on. You know, and I mean it's just one of those things when you that's a flip side of, you know, being essentially a two pitch pitcher. You know, we saw a lot of changeups in that last start, and I thought, you know, that was a sign that he was just really searching. So it'll be interesting to see what he looks like tonight because, you know, it's a big game in Philadelphia. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to want to bounce back from these two rough starts. But also the last time he was in Philadelphia was then LDS. And, you know, we know that didn't go well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Chris, you know, to your point, you know, the starting staff or the Braves staff as a whole for the month of June has been a 4.12 ERA. And look, a lot of times in baseball when summer starts to kick in, weather warms up, you know, a lot of these ballparks, I mean, I can remember Jacobs Field was a place where once the weather warmed up, balls just started flying out of that ballpark. Is it just a symptom of, you know, guys are heating up now, guys are in a rhythm, in a groove, or, you know, are there bigger fish or, you know, is some of this bullpen wear down and different things like that where, you know, guys are not going, you know, deep into, you know, the game as your starters go? What do you think is kind of the overall temperature of what's going on with the pitching staff?
I mean, we're still, you know, it's still a small enough sample for this month that I think a lot of that number is still just Strider's struggles, you know, because I think he's about 9 earned runs down the last couple of games or something, you know, a big number like that that we're not accustomed to. But, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, it's just one of those deals. I mean, Braves started 3 rookies in a row around that series with the Rockies. You know, it's just a long season and you know, guys are going to struggle at times. And, you know, it doesn't really matter if it's a rookie or if it's a guy, you know, that's a veteran. You know, they go through this and, you know, how they bounce back I think is probably the most important part of the whole equation.
How long do you think they can ride these rookies? I mean, is it just a matter of hanging on until Freed and Wright come back? Or, you know, again, because we always hear about these rookie walls and different things like that where you don't want to burn guys out too quick, too early and things. But, again, they're not really in a position, you know, for right now at least, to do anything differently. And I don't even know what the market for starting pitching is going to be. But, you know, I look at some of these guys that maybe they're your best option for right now. And in going outside to get other pitchers, you know, again, if it's not going to be somebody who's of real quality, stick with your young guys and kind of hopefully ride this thing out until Freed and Wright are able to come back.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of options there. I mean, I've been impressed the way Schuster's pitched of late. A.J. Smith-Shawver's looked really good, you know, especially in that last start. So, you know, I think they've bought the Braves time, you know, and Mike Soroka's another guy that you knew could possibly come up and buy them a little bit of time. And, you know, so that's important because we learned today that Max Fried's throwing full-blown bullpen sessions now, and it looks like, you know, he should be ready to go or ready to return barring a setback, you know, right after the All-Star break. And, you know, so that's just huge. It just speaks to the depth that they had. You know, we heard them talk about that a lot during the spring, and I think it's played out because when you look in their 20 games over 500 and then you consider how long they've been without Max Fried and Kyle Wright, you know, that's about as impressive as it gets.
Chris, has the idea of having to upgrade at left field kind of gone away? with the performances of Rosario and some of the other contributions that they've got. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's as pressing as trying to maybe find some bullpen help or some starter help if need be, but it seems like it's really kind of fallen to the back burner for right now because of how good this lineup has been.
Yeah, I mean, with how good Rosario's been lately, you know, it will kind of push it to the back burner. You know, I think it's important to remember that, you know, Rosario's been a streaky player. We've seen both sides of it now. Obviously, down the stretch of 2021 was unbelievable. That's probably as good as it gets. And then, you know, we've seen him go through struggles, and you know, he's red hot again right now. So, I mean, I do think that it's probably pushed back to the background. You know, I still think the bullpen's probably the biggest area they need to address. But, you know, I expect them to try to – if there's a place that they can improve the roster, you know, they'll take that opportunity. You know, but right now, Eddie Rosario is playing great. And, you know, you hope that he can keep this together, you know, for the rest of the season.
Chris, I want to ask you, and this will be the final question. You know, Austin Riley's an interesting case to look at right now because on the surface, you know, yeah, his numbers are down, but – you know, he's still on pace for, you know, over 25 homers, 80 RBI. He's on pace to set his career high in runs scored somewhere in the low mid-90s. But, you know, hitting what? I think it's like 140 with runners in scoring position. You know, how much does a guy like that benefit from, A, by the way, 26% of his plate appearances have runners in scoring position. So basically, one out of every four times that he comes up to bat in a night, he's going to have somebody in scoring position for him. How much is it just a matter of, you know, there are so many guys in front of him where they're getting on base, so many guys behind him that knock him around? Is it really just kind of, even in a what has not been as good a year, that he just really benefits from his place in this lineup?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think he's the only guy that, you know, benefits from, you know, from being in this lineup. I mean, up and down, we just talked about, you know, it's a great place to be because there's always going to be runners on. There's always good bats behind you. You know, with Riley, it's interesting you talk about those runner struggles with runners in scoring position. And you know, I just feel like he's never actually hit his stride this season yet, you know, whether he's pressing or, you know, what. I mean, I'm sure he would, you know, he'll tell you it's a lot of things that's going on. And, you know, some of it's bad luck and just, you know, other times I think it's just him trying to do too much. But, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I think he's shown the ability to adjust. And, you know, and that's another bat that when he gets hot, I mean, he could carry him for a week or two at a time. So, you know, it just speaks to how dangerous this lineup is top to bottom.
Yeah, scary that a guy that's finished in the top seven the last 2 years hasn't even played all that well offensively, and the Braves are still just rolling right along, averaging seven runs a night here in the month of June. Chris Willis is the managing editor for BatteryPowered.com, covering the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation. Join me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page, @Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight, and we will chat again here soon.
It's always fun. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.